Welcome to another hospital edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Perrault, off of bettingpros.com, and well, sigh. I'm not home yet. Unfortunately, that's why there's no intro music, and it's why I'm recording this on my phone. So I apologize. We are expected to be sent home tomorrow, but the cardiologist is not in, so I have to wait till the morning, and that means I have to stay here. And by the sound of my voice, you can probably tell that I'm not that happy about the fact that I've got to stay here. But what can I do? I can't send myself home, so we're going to stick around. We're going to do another four picks for you here on a Sunday. We are 9-6 so far, went 2-1 yesterday, 9-6 on the week, 2-1 yesterday, and we'll get to the plays. But big thank you to everybody who reached out on Twitter, everybody who sent me DMs on @SportsTalkMatt. Really nice you guys to do that. Yeah, I'm okay. You know, it's a scary situation with your heart, and because I had COVID, there's a lot of concerns about, you know, what's going on and what may or may not be happening inside of me. But I took like 18 tests today, so once we have the full makeup with the cardiologist tomorrow morning, I'm supposed to be able to go home. So tomorrow, hopefully back, and we'll have a long form podcast for you guys. And we're going to talk a little bit tomorrow. We tape on Sunday, drops on Monday. But we'll talk a little more about the fact that the sports that were getting us through all the COVID-19 stuff has dropped off. NASCAR, UFC, golf. I mean, betting. I talked to one bookmaker this week who said they had not taken really any bets on the UFC card. That's without Holly Holm in the main card and a couple of guys that really at the top of the card didn't really move the needle. But it was still really striking and shocking to know that people just had moved right to baseball, right to basketball, and right into hockey, which started yesterday. So that's a very interesting trend to talk about coming up tomorrow with a veteran bookmaker here in Vegas. I was going to join us on the long form podcast. But all right, so thank you to everybody, by the way, who reached out on Twitter, and thank you for everybody who went and has dropped a ton of reviews on our Apple Podcast and Stitcher pages for that Dalvin Cook autographed jersey. You guys have done so well with that and dropped so many emails to contest@bettingpros.com, that email address with the screenshot of your review, that we're going to do it again. We have another review coming on after August the 15th when we make the official winner announcement for the Dalvin Cook jersey. So good job out of you guys. Thank you for all the reviews. Really appreciate it. Know that I am reading them and taking your advice into consideration as to how we're going to go forward with this podcast, you know, hopefully without me recording it on a phone. All right, so let's get to Saturday. We went 2-1. Mother Nature took out the Reds with a rainout, so that run line bet did not happen. It was voided. The UFC fight here in Vegas at the Apex, Shabazzian versus Brunson. Shabazzian got taken to deep water, and we talked about that on the podcast yesterday, that I thought that was a veteran against a youngster, and we were going to see how much the youngster had in the tank to go deep into a fight. And, you know, Brunson took him into the deep end and basically drowned him, and that fight should have been stopped after the second round, but it went to the third round, and then Herb Dean with a very quick stoppage. So the over plus money for us on the over, that fight did cash. So that was a nice, nice win for us on a Saturday night with the over 1.5 rounds for Brunson and Shabazzian. I also talked a little bit about Shabazzian and Vicente Luque. Hopefully, I'm glad I didn't make that official play. I didn't play that parlay. I'm glad that I didn't, although I did bet Luque at -190 to win his fight, which he did quite convincingly. Shabazzian was -340, -350, and Brunson just, you know, taught him a lesson. It's a young kid, got a bright future, but that was a really tough fight for him, getting stopped at the start of the third round. So the public steamed up Shabazzian, and we're going to watch public betting and how much public money comes in on these sides, which drives up to crazy numbers. And look, the Lakers and the Raptors, I told you guys to bet it at 216 to take the under. That thing closed at 223 at certain books. It was insane. Everyone's betting on overs right now, and for some games, it'll be smart. Other games, it won't be smart. And the Raptors and the Lakers game pretty much went how I thought it was going to go. Defensive team, lots to play for. Lakers with a big win over the Clippers. They played big minutes. I didn't think they were going to have a ton of energy. They really didn't. Didn't even score 100 points rather. And it was a nice win for the Raptors. Lakers just, you know, who cares? They don't care. They know they're going to be the one seed and they'll turn it back on coming up in the playoffs. So it's really just going through the motions right now. So the under 216 hit easily. The under 222 really came in simply for the Lakers and the Raptors. And then the one pick that we did get wrong, Heat and the Nuggets, another one of these games where the over is causing people to just go crazy. That number kept on climbing, but it didn't matter because the Nuggets just did not play defense at all. Miami Heat, Kelly Olynyk scored 20-plus points by himself in the fourth quarter, just knocking down three after three. The Nuggets played horrible defense, especially at the three-point line, and Miami really made them pay. So the over easily comes in there. So that was the one pick that we got wrong. 2-1 on a Saturday, 5-2 over the last couple of days, and a 9-6 mark so far here on the week. So we got one day left. And then hopefully we can have a positive week. The most wins, the most picks right we've gotten in a week is 10. 10-3 was our first week out of the gate for the Daily Juice. So I'm trying to top that here coming up for a Sunday. I've got four plays for you. One baseball, two basketball, and one NASCAR head-to-head. We're going to dip our toe back into that. I thought about going golf, but the race is in New Hampshire for NASCAR, and so I've been to that track a ton. I know a lot about that track, and so I'm going to go ahead and have a head-to-head for that track. But let's start with baseball. And the season debut for Clayton Kershaw going up against the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think Kershaw is going to do really well this year. I think Kershaw's got a lot to prove this year. I think this is a team in the Diamondbacks he has historically dominated, and I think Kershaw's going to have a good start out of the gate for him in his start to the season. He's facing a guy in Merrill Kelly, who went up against the Rangers in his first start, went 7 2/3, three hits, one earned run, only one home run. I got the number of 9.5 runs, -110. We're taking the under for the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. Kershaw against Kelly in the Sunday finale of that series. We're taking Kershaw and Kelly to keep the runs down. I think it's going to be an old-fashioned Sunday, you know, low-scoring 3-1 type baseball game. Under 9.5 runs is our first play for Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. To basketball. Somebody on Twitter wrote to me that they fade my plays when I'm picking the Boston teams because I'm too emotionally connected to make a clear bet. There might be some truth to that. I'm not going to argue with that point, but that's not going to prevent me from talking about the Celtics here against the Trailblazers and a team for the Boston Celtics who are mad. They were big mad on social media after that game against the Bucks, the non-call, the fact that they thought Giannis should have fouled out and the way the fourth quarter went. They want to get back onto the court and they want to get after it. Trailblazers are a good team, but that was they're older. I know you got Melo and whatnot, but I'm taking Boston. The number I got was 2. Hopefully you'll find it somewhere in the first half. We're going to go back to where we were with the Orlando Magic against the Brooklyn Nets, who, by the way, are favored today in their game against the Wizards. What? I had to ask a bookmaker if I should bet on the Wizards, and he said, not with stolen money. That's the worst game of the day. Don't go near it. So I said, all right, fine. I'll take your advice, and I won't touch that game. But I wanted to take +2 points for the Wizards. But back to the Celtics. Jason Tatum can't play any worse than he played. I think they're going to come out of the gate really fast. I'm going to lay the 2 points with the Boston Celtics. First half, Celtics laid the 2 points, -110. The number is 4 for the game, so 2. I don't hate a play on the game for Boston either, but I'm going to take Boston laying 2 points in the first half to have the lead at the break over the Portland Trail Blazers coming up on Sunday. One more play here on basketball, and this is the highest total that I have seen in a really long time. I've been asking my bookmaker friends as to, like, when's the last time you saw a total of 245 or 244, and they, off the top of their heads, are like, we'll have to look back on it, but we don't know. The Bucks and the Rockets, this game is ridiculous, all right? Don't bet this until you see how high the number goes, because the public is going to drive this number up. Unless big pro money comes pouring in on the under, you may get better than 244 or better than 245. I'm taking the under. Whatever the closing number is, that's going to be our play. So I can't tell you here as we tape on a Saturday night into a Sunday morning. I'm not sure where that number is going to wind up going. I'm just telling you that find the biggest number you can find and bet the under. So 245 is the highest number I've seen so far. So we're just going to play that under 245. But let's see how high it goes, because you know the public after what happened and how hot the shooting was for the Rockets and what James Harden did. But 245 against one of the best defensive teams in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks, get out of here. No, Milwaukee's not going to want to go up and down with the Rockets like that. You have Giannis. I know that this is a big measuring stick game for them, and I think they're going to slow the tempo down a lot. Under 245, Bucks and the Rockets for play number two coming up in the NBA. And we have one head-to-head to get to here, and we're getting plus money on this, plus 125 at most books in a head-to-head Martin Truex Jr. against Denny Hamlin. Joe Gibbs Racing has dominated this track, all right? This is just synonymous. Toyota has done really, really well with this short track package and really well at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. I'm from Boston. I used to run two radio stations in New Hampshire. The Speedway was my client. I've spent tons of time. I've driven a race car on that track. I have a lot of experience with the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Martin Truex Jr., 5 top 10s in his career at New Hampshire. Denny Hamlin, 17th in terms of his best finish. He's a guy, 17th is his best finish with this new short track package that he has going off. Hamlin is everyone's darling. I know everyone loves him. He's been dominant, as well as what's going on with the Fords and Kevin Harvick, and this matchup between Hamlin and Harvick has gone all summer long. But I'm going to take plus 125 for Martin Truex Jr. with Joe Gibbs Racing up against Denny Hamlin, who is securing the postseason. Got 5 victories already here on his on the restart for NASCAR. Truex plus 125 in a head to head over Denny Hamlin for the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. So this is going to be a fun Sunday. Hopefully I'm home watching sports and not sitting here in a hospital gown in my hospital bed taping this podcast on a cell phone. Hopefully I'm back with I can tape our long form podcast to drop on Monday, but I'll be back on Monday. I'll recap the week. I'll recap the month as well. For the month of July, as to how we did for the entire month. And I think I'm going to be able to get the overall units. Now, some of you guys have been asking for units, and I think I'm going to be able to tell you where we are unit-wise as well. But 4 plays going off. Just to recap real fast, we're taking Dodgers, Diamondbacks under 9.5 runs. We're taking Celtics minus 2 in the first half against the Trailblazers. Bucks and Rockets under whatever the top number is going to be, under 245, and Truex at plus 125 in a head-to-head against Denny Hamlin at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a NASCAR play on a Sunday. So, really appreciate everything you guys are doing to kind of get through it this with me. We're building a great relationship and a great community here of bettors, and it's really fun, and I love doing this podcast, so I had to do it this way. Again, my deepest apologies for having to do it this way, and the quality is not what you normally expect, and the music's not there, and it's just not what I normally produce for a podcast, but I couldn't miss 2 days, not when basketball's back. And yeah, we'll get to hockey coming up on Monday. I'm waiting for the Vegas Golden Knights to get going. I want to watch the Boston Bruins play today a little bit against the Philadelphia Flyers. Some people really like the Flyers in that spot, but I need to see the Bruins, their goalie situation, how they're playing. I want to see how Tampa's playing. I want to watch a little bit before I wind up firing on hockey, but we will have hockey plays coming up next week for sure here on the podcast with the NHL getting going. I'm a big hockey guy. I love hockey. So we'll get going with that for sure. So 4 plays. 9-6 week. Let's hope and see what happens as we keep things rolling, hopefully in the right direction for us on the podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can always follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. DMs are open. You want to communicate with me anyway. Any questions you may have, feel free to do that as well. We are back tomorrow for a Monday edition of the Daily Juice podcast off of bettingpros.com.